My name is Magnus Theodore Monson. I'm a Redskin fan because I grew up with the Redskins. Sure, growing up in Savannah in the 50s and early 60s, the Redskins were all we had on television. If you drew a line from Washington to St. Louis to Los Angeles, there was no team south of there, so the Redskins had their own network.
Hail to the Redskins! Hail victory!
The Redskin games were the only games we watched on TV, so I got ingrained into being a Redskin fan then. When I finally moved to Washington, when I became an adult, that love continued. Up until 72, I had to buy tickets on the street. And in 72, after the Skins went to and lost the Super Bowl to Miami, George looked around and saw this wait list of thousands and thousands of people. I was fortunate enough to get seats in what we call the Budweiser end zone, in row one, right next to the band. As I told Bruce Allen, if it wasn't for his father, I probably wouldn't be a season ticket holder. Being a Redskin fan, to me, for years, was a status symbol. I mean, very few people had season tickets. Very few people could go to the games. It was a great pickup line in a bar, too. You know, hey, I got Redskin season tickets. The people in my end zone there were really, really deep sports fans. And we all bonded together. We had the same group that sat together for 20 years. We celebrated together. We celebrated all the victories together. We cried at some of the defeats together. About probably 12, 13, 14 years ago, I met a guy who lives in Melbourne, Australia. His name is Kevin. We met sort of through a quirk. I was selling a space coin to him on eBay. He was a space collector. So in the course of corresponding back and forth how we were going to ship this, when he found out I lived in the D.C. area, he said, oh, by the way, I'm a Redskin fan. I said, how'd you become a Redskin fan? He said, the Diesel. He was a fan of the Diesel. So I says, Kevin, if you ever want to see a Redskin game, come to the U.S. And lo and behold, the next year he packs up and flies. And we've been to quite a few games. I think he's been over six or seven times. Once he came over with his wife, his sister-in-law and his kids. One of the things I enjoy about going to the games is that, we all have little life problems and life issues that bother us. We worry about jobs, worry about finances, worry about whether the car is going to break down, things like that. But when I'm in a game, nothing else comes in for about a 3 to 4 hour period. You're just totally concentrated on that game, on the events. In 1973, I think it was, we were playing the Dallas Cowboys, and Dallas was up 7-0 after three periods, Monday night game. We scored 14 points in the fourth quarter to go ahead. Dallas drives in towards the end of the game, and I think the ball was on the four-yard line with a fourth and goal. Morton threw a little flat pass out to Garrison, and he caught it, and as he's running to the line, we had a free safety named Kenny Houston, who was a monster of his own. Houston met him head up. And to me, it was, if you've ever been in a situation where time stands still, that's exactly how that play was for us. The John Riggins 43-yard run in Super Bowl 17, we were fourth down in the fourth quarter on the 43-yard line, and Gibbs calls, I think it was a sweep to the left, and Riggins put it into gear and broke a tackle by Don McNeil and ran for a touchdown.
Unless Blackwood can catch him, and he can't.
The San Francisco game will be my 500th game. That includes home games, road games. For years, I would go to Philly and New York. It includes playoff games, includes the four Redskin Super Bowls. The Skins bring the city together, and hopefully we will be back on the top level again where we can experience some more of that.